I'm Kay Stewart, and I live at Oak Creek Community and have for going on 11 years now. And I grew up in a little town named Neosho, which is about 20 miles south of Joplin. Stayed there until I graduated from high school, and then returned to the roots of my family. Both my mom and my dad had come from Oklahoma originally. So we wandered back and forth to visit in the state of Oklahoma. And then I chose OBU for my college career. So when I left high school, I left Missouri. Came to Oklahoma, spent 4 years at OBU, and then decided to come up to Stillwater to do a master's degree here in housing and interior design. Well, I had an interest in art. I'd had a pen or a pencil in my hand from the time I was a youngster. And was always sketching at something and drawing cartoons and that sort of thing. So I ended up encountering a lady who became a mentor of mine who was the art teacher at my high school. And so I took on things like the yearbook, worked for the yearbook, helped design that. One of my good high school friends and I designed the cover to our annual, our senior year. Quite an undertaking. Well, I couldn't decide if I even wanted to go to college. You know, it was just one of those things that my sister was going to do that, but I didn't know if I needed to do that or not. And Maud Mary Wilson, who was my art teacher, said, "Yes, you do. You need to go to school. You need to get your education." Okay. She said, "I think you really need to be an art teacher anyway." So I thought, well, if she thinks I can do it, maybe I can. So I was doing window design, window dressing, for a lady that I worked for during high school in a little woman's dress shop. And she always had me wrap all the Christmas packages, and I always had to do the window. I told her I wanted to go to college, and she said, "Well, then I'll help you." And so she managed to find jobs for me all the way through high school. So my art teacher planted the seed, and it went from there. So I majored in art with a minor in education. And there was a Mr. Bond was my art professor. And he was another one who got me firmly squared away that's where I belonged, was in the art program. I had to go to leave university, OBU. I had to do practice teaching in all 12 grades. So I did it. And I tell you, when I hit those junior high kids, I thought, I cannot do this. This is not where I belong. Then I got to the high school kids and it got even worse. So that's when I decided I really needed to focus on an area of design that I could enjoy adult companionship. So that's when I started focusing on interior design. So I went into the interior design program up here at Oklahoma State University. And the further I went with that, the more I decided, well, maybe education was not totally out of the picture. I just had the wrong age group. So when I got out of the interior design program, I looked and looked for an interior design job. Could not land one that I thought was going to work for me at all. But there were 6 openings for interior design professors at the university level. I thought, ooh, I'll bite the bullet. I'll try this. So I did my first teaching position at University of Maryland in College Park, and I loved it. Being in education at the university level was so different than dealing with those high school kids. So I was teaching students how to do that, but not really doing it myself. From there, I went to Kansas State University. And I taught there for 3 years. And then I decided that if I were going to stay in education, I really needed a doctorate. So after 6 years of teaching experience, I went on back to Cornell and did my PhD. And by that time, I really wasn't interested in the color of Miss Van Aster's carpet, but I was interested in whether she had a roof over her head or not. So that's when I shifted out of interior design and into housing and public policy. It works with the development of national and international programs that help people find adequate housing.
Okay.
So I really ended up working with government programs that would create housing for people at all levels of income, not just the people that could afford it. But I worked with public housing, kind of the basics. I taught some interior design, I continued to teach some interior design, but I taught more in the field of housing and environmental design, which was still a design of spaces for people to live in, but it was more focused on how do you get that to happen in the public context than in the design aspect of it. Well, my career didn't stay there with teaching. What happened was Christine Salmon, who had enticed me back here, had decided that she wanted to get involved with taking community services to people so that they could stay in their own home. That led her to get hooked up with a company called Home Call, a concept called Home Call, where students that were at the university would be hired to work for the company. And the company then would make services available for yard work and housekeeping and shopping and whatever it took to help people as they aged stay in the homes. And I had another career change all of a sudden. After 10 years in university level teaching, I all of a sudden decided it was time to cut the umbilical cord from a tenured position and see if I could make something happen on my own. So I left the university life and started a home care company in Stillwater. And it grew into a full-fledged home health care company where I hired nurses who did IV therapies in the home, made home visits. I had physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists. And we had a full-fledged home care company then for the next 23 years. So that career change, I worked there for, owned the company, ran the company, found a way to get all of my major decision makers in the company involved. So we developed a composite ownership, so they all had stock in the company. And I learned, that's where I learned the importance of hiring people on your management team that have the skills that you don't, and balancing it out and getting everybody into a position of ownership. So not only did they have monetary ownership, but they had psychological ownership in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty exciting 23 years. I really enjoyed getting to be the administrator of that group. I retired from that after 23 years and thought I was through. And then along came Pat with the idea of co-housing, and that's another story we'll talk about. You know, I made the shift from taking services to people so they could stay in their own homes to providing community for people so that they could help take care of one another.